Chapter 6. Holofernes's Answer. When the noise of the crowd surrounding the council had subsided, Holofernes, commander-in-chief of the Assyrian army, said to Achior, in the presence of the whole throng of coastland peoples, of the Moabites, and of the Ammonite mercenaries, "Who are you, Achior, to prophesy among us as you have done today, and to tell us not to fight against the Israelites because their God protects them? What God is there beside Nebuchadnezzar? He will send his force and destroy them from the face of the earth. Their God will not save them. But we, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, will strike them down as one man, for they will be unable to withstand the force of our cavalry. We shall overwhelm them with it, and the mountains shall be drunk with their blood, and their plains filled with their corpses. Not a trace of them shall survive our attack. They shall utterly perish, says King Nebuchadnezzar, Lord of all the earth, for he has spoken, and his words shall not remain unfulfilled. As for you, Achior, you Ammonite mercenary, for saying these things in a moment of perversity, you shall not see my face after today, until I have taken revenge on this race of people from Egypt. Then at my return, the sword of my army or the spear of my servants will pierce your sides, and you shall fall among their slain. My servants will now conduct you to the mountain region, and leave you at one of the towns along the ascent. You shall not die till you are destroyed together with them. If you still cherish the hope that they will not be taken, then there is no need for you to be downcast. I have spoken, and my words shall not prove false in any respect." Achior in Bethulia. Then Holofernes ordered the servants who were standing by in his tent to seize Achior, conduct him to Bethulia, and hand him over to the Israelites. So the servants took him in custody and brought him out of the camp into the plain. From there, they led him into the mountain region till they reached the springs below Bethulia. When the men of the city saw them, they seized their weapons and ran out of the city to the crest of the ridge, and all the slingers blocked the ascent of Holofernes' servants by hurling stones upon them. So they took cover below the mountain, where they bound Achior and left him lying at the foot of the mountain. Then they returned to their lord. The Israelites came down to him from their city, loosed him, and brought him into Bethulia. They hailed him before the rulers of the city, who in those days were Uzziah, son of Micah, of the tribe of Simeon, Shabri, son of Gothoniel, and Shamis, son of Melchiel. They then convened all the elders of the city, and all their young men, as well as the women, gathered in haste at the place of assembly. They placed Achior in the center of the throng, and Uzziah questioned him about what had happened. He replied by giving them an account of what was said in the council of Holofernes, and of all his own words among the Assyrian officers, and of all the boasting threats of Holofernes against the house of Israel. At this, the people fell prostrate and worshipped God, and they cried out, "Lord God of heaven, behold their arrogance. Have pity on the lowliness of our people, and look with favor this day on those who are consecrated to you." Then they reassured Achior and praised him highly. Uzziah brought him from the assembly to his home, where he gave a banquet for the elders. That whole night they called upon the God of Israel for help.